Living in the moment is the ultimate refuge. It releases you from everything that led up to that moment, and in a sense, it has nothing to do with the future. In most instances, the moment is relatively benign. Not always, but mostly that's what you, bless you, that's what you'll find. It's not encumbered by past or future, it just is. There are a number of ways to live in the moment. One of them is to hide out, to use it in a way, in the equivalent of putting your head in the sand. Another is to use it as a base from which to witness all there is. You have to be aware of what you're doing with your spiritual life and whether or not it is an effort to escape the world or to engage it. I meet so many people who want a spiritual life so they can move beyond suffering. But it doesn't mean not knowing suffering. It's more about witnessing it rather than embracing and engaging it. It's in a sense a change in perspective. It's no longer about you, it is about, if you will, the human condition. When it takes on a larger perspective, it creates a new sort of philosophical awareness. Because it's no longer your suffering, it's human suffering. Spiritual awakening is not something that separates you from humanity. It's something that, in a sense, allows you to know that you are a true witness of humanity, a true emblem, if you will, of what it means to be alive. It engenders extraordinary empathy and extraordinary compassion, and it also awakens in you a true sense of the human condition. If you're trying to escape the human condition, you can use spirituality, and you can use living in the moment as an escape. But it's not its purpose. Its purpose is greater than that. Its purpose is to introduce you to, if you will, the singularity of being, the oneness of being, that it's not about you, it is about us. When you really dive deep into the moment. And that's a really important idea, that you don't just hide out in the moment, you sit in it and you really experience it. You open to it. You allow it to take you out of your limited, egoistic limitation into something bigger. The extraordinary thing about sitting in the moment in a meditative state, if you will, is that you start to experience the multidimensional reality of the moment. That this moment is not separate from what was and not separate from what will be. It contains all of that. It is a totality. And in that totality, you will begin to see through a much broader vision the world around you. The narrow vision is me, mine, how it affects me. The larger vision is I see the world as a singular collective experience that we all share. Not that I'm not a part of it, because I am, but I am also the whole, and so are you. We are all one with the totality. The difference is, when we are separated from that totality, we behave in accordance with our own individual hungers, passions, needs, desires, and fears. And when we open to the totality, we begin to experience something called love, humanity, caring, compassion, and a sense of we're all in this together. That is a way of living that is more informed, if you will, more expansive, more alive than the individual striving in the me, my universe that is so unaware of the universe it truly lives in. The dawning of suffering for people moves you in one or two directions. One direction is to hiding out, protecting, taking care of your pain, taking care of your disturbances. The other version is recognizing that this thing you're going through is something that is shared by many people. You start to really feel other people's hurt. You start to feel their fear. You start to feel their need. And something can crack open in you, which is a sense of identifying with and reaching out to others. Not because you're pain-free, but because you are in pain like they are. And that pain acknowledged is powerful. When two people hold one another, understanding in the deepest sense the grief that so many people understand is part and parcel of the human experience, that grief is bonding, it is connecting, and it is allowing us to know something about being human that you can't know when you're defended against everybody else and cut off, and it's me alone against the world. What you start to understand when you have that shared grief, if you will, is that it connects you to something that's beyond grief, that is in a way hard to find without grief, which is how much you truly care about another person, how much you truly love another person. Love really comes together when you understand and share the singularity of our connection. When you are living in separate zones from each other, when you are cut off, there is a lot of sharing of suffering in a sense of inflicting suffering. I'm suffering, so you should suffer. It's a lack of caring about the other person. It is me because I'm all that matters. I'm the only one who has this horrible thing, and whatever you're going through is you're lucky to be different, and I've got this horrible situation. And it's so self-absorbed that it lets nothing in, and it only puts out more sadness and me, 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 suffering, and it fills the world with a certain darkness. The spiritual life, the life where you go in, the life where you recognize the power of the moment, is that even in suffering and inescapable suffering, you discover that in holding hands with another person, in hugging them, in reaching out to them, in acknowledging their pain, something happens that expands you out of you and allows you a larger vision. And that vision is, in a sense, to use an interesting word, holy. And let's use that word both as the religious version and also just as a simple version, to be whole, to become whole, to realize that two people, in a sense, are bigger than one. And that in your shared experience, truth, if you will, of life, something recognizes itself, something sees itself, and you become partners in a very big, vast journey that is unknowable and indescribable. But you know, when you're holding on to another person or a group of people, may it be a family, a community, a village, a country, a world, when you start to understand and feel that connectivity, when your heart goes out instead of shuts down, when you open to the moment and that moment embraces the whole historical narrative that brings you to this place and understands that the future will arise out of what you are and what you feel now, that power, that unbelievable weight of being starts to inform everything you do. And you become a voice of love, caring, empathy, compassion for all that is. Don't let your spiritual journey put your head in the sand. Don't let it separate you from everybody else and say, I can't handle the world. I need to go sit in this deep meditation and just feel separate from everything. Because that's not what this is about. I have been around people who have disengaged from the world and think of themselves as, if you will, holier than thou, holier than the holiest. They have found the truth of connection to God, to higher energy, to being. And in a sense, it's absolutely true. They have, perhaps. And maybe that's enough, and maybe they can live content in that space. But what I'm saying is there's something greater going on here. And I have had this experience, I think I've talked about it once, of hugging a person who had that depth of being. They couldn't hug me. They only wanted to hug the interior God, if you will, the interior love. They could not express it. They recoiled. And I was like, oh, what is that about? The full journey in is meaningful only when it expresses itself outwardly. If you are hiding from the world, it's okay, I guess, but it's not the true fulfillment of a spiritual journey. I had lunch with a friend the other day, and he was trying to describe to me an ancient Chinese proverb that says, the difference between heaven and hell is that all of us are in a world with a huge banquet, but all we have are these 4-foot chopsticks. And it is impossible to feed yourself with a 4-foot chopstick. And there are all these people trying to feed themselves and starving to death. And then there are all these other people who realize you can feed someone else. There's something very important in that idea, because we're all stuck on some level, but in helping the other, we truly help ourselves. And only trying to help yourself, you just get increasingly cut off from from the sources of nourishment and love and joy and being that are, in a sense, the foundational blessings of this lifetime. I've talked a lot recently about the importance of other. And I keep saying, why bother to create a universe if it's only about you? It's so much about other and learning to move between the you and the other that this expansion takes place, that this elevation takes place, that we rise up, that we expand to include and to help and to assist the world around us in any measure that we can. You don't have to all become Mother Teresa, but you have to be aware that the people around you who are hurting will announce themselves to you. They will be there. And then you need to be able to reach out and share yourself with them. One person, 100 people, 5 people, whatever it is, your job, in a certain sense, is to show up for what's in front of you. And if you show up for what's in front of you, you begin to expand in your journey from you to them, from me to us, from I to thou. Don't let your spiritual life be a hideout from human experience. Don't let your spirituality separate you from the world. Don't become proud in your engagement of the spiritual journey. It's ultimately profoundly humbling. You find out far more what you're not than what you are. The what you are that you discover is way beyond you. And in a sense, you are only a small microscopic part of that whole. When you learn that, it doesn't exalt you, it simply tells you the truth, who you are. You become simple, mundane, humble, real, available, non-exalted, and yet touching that which is totally exalted. But there's no ownership because there's no one to own it. You dissolve deeply into the totality and you serve and you serve and you serve and you witness and you witness and you share and you share and you love and you love and you find that, in a certain sense, is the real essence of spiritual being. You don't walk out of this practice more, as more of anything. You walk out with everything being taken away and learning, if you will, how to surrender so you're not fighting the whole journey. Fighting the journey just makes it difficult. All you have to do is go, okay, okay, yep, yep. You hand it over and you hand it over and you hand it over, and you will find past and future evaporating into the infinite nature of this moment. And it is a wonder to behold, but it's not easy. Don't look for ease and don't look for rewards and don't look for some kind of comfort, because really what you get is a kind of vision and responsibility and a demand that you become a willing participant in being human, in serving something greater than you. That's what you get. And those of you who are looking to become free and special, well, in a way you will be, but not in a way free of what it means to be, and not special in the eyes of God, because you already are. And the minute you own that, you corrupt it. So stop being special. Allow yourself to share your grief and your suffering and your curiosity and your wonder and your sadness and your love and your beauty and your joy and your misery and everything else as openly and honestly with another person by feeling theirs and comforting them, and they will then reach out and comfort you, and that comfort is holy and greater than the two of you. That's the journey. Through each other, we find ourselves. Any questions? If this is all getting to be too simplistic, forgive me, but that's where it's leading. If you've heard it all before, and you don't need to hear it anymore, truly, tune out. You don't need to sit here. If this is already familiar to you, that's beautiful. But all I can tell you is this journey of mine, this spiritual journey that I'm engaged in, is bringing me to the simplest of places. And nothing in me wants to make it more complicated. Thank you guys for coming. Love you so much.